Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. So many changes in the garden, and it's not just the season. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to reserve your tickets and come out to see the autumn surprises in the garden. Please keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear your face mask in public. Lining the railing that leads up to the garden are some truly stunning crown of thorn plants. The flowers are really just little greenish blooms nestled inside the brightly sort of coral-colored bracts that surround them. These plants will bloom nearly year-round, and since they're part of the Euphorbia family, they are a succulent that is very drought-tolerant, so perfect as a specimen plant or, like here, massed together for a big impact. More crown of thorns can be found inside the garden in the cactus and aloe collections. Also showing a bright flush of flowers just now is the tall hedge of Baja fairy dusters that are planted to the left of the entrance along the building. These evergreen bushes with soft, ferny foliage and hot red flowers are a favorite with hummingbirds and are native to Baja California and Mexico. Upon entering the garden, if you step up to the koi pond, take a look at the white fairy lily. This game little bulb likes a bit of shade and the damp soil around the edge of the pond. As you walk out to the main walkway toward the geometric garden beds, you'll notice the plumerias in the really big pots are both blooming, and a few of the flowers are low enough to get a good sniff of the wonderful scent. But mostly you'll notice the newly planted area on the corner. This is part of the All Things Wicked and Wonderful and goes hand in hand with the opening of the Spider Pavilion on Saturday, October 1st. Take a look at the pitcher plants. These are actually carnivorous plants that entice their insect prey with nectar and specially shaped leaves. You can also see a big bowl of Venus fly traps that capture insects and spiders, then digest them once they're captured. A bit of a flavor of the season. The Venus flytraps have developed a sophisticated triggering system that tells the trap leaves when to snap shut to catch prey. And while they are sold widely as a unique sort of houseplant, they are also listed as an endangered species in the wilds of North and South Carolina where it is native. Just ahead on the outside of the Staghorn Fern Collection, the lovely pink angel trumpet is blooming. This striking plant with the 6-inch-long trumpet-shaped flowers is a lovely specimen plant in any garden. But keep in mind, all parts of this plant are toxic to humans and pets. Just past the angel trumpet is a small clump of giant bird of paradise. Look closely and you can see the mostly whitish bloom about midway up the plant. There's another really huge stand of giant bird of paradise between the paved path and Dottie's just before the cactus collection. If you'd like to see some regular bird of paradise, take a turn in the lower meadow and see the beautiful Mexican sage limelight that's blooming there. Then head over to the tropical plants. There are many clumps of regular bird of paradise plants in the garden, and one big clump in the tropical plant area just next to the Bohannon Rose Garden is blooming. The bird of paradise is the official flower of Los Angeles, even though it's native to South Africa. Go figure that one. If you look closely in the huge split-leaf philodendron that grows in and under the coral tree found in the tropical plants, it is blooming too. The philodendron blooms are very interesting in that they have a sort of sheath that surrounds the bloom, which is basically a spike inside the sheath. During the night, this spike will heat up and attract pollinators. If you need a few minutes to set a spell, this is a great time to rest in the upper meadow where the sweet osmanthus trees are blooming. They have a lovely fragrance this time of year, and in some areas of northern India, the flowers are used to protect clothing from insects, but in China, the flowers are used to make jam, sweet cakes, and a liqueur. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.